Good morning. It's good to see each one of you here, and we're very glad to be in your presence once again. I'll share with you a few thoughts that I've accumulated over the past few weeks. We believe that this King James Bible is the inspired Word of God translated into English. The writers were inspired. The translators were led by the Spirit of God. And by His providence, this book has been preserved for us throughout these many years. But I'd like to just offer a few thoughts on a different translation. And that's the translation that a child of God goes through, translating these words, these teachings, into their lives. The world may not see you reading the Word or praying or studying, but they will see the impact those words have on your daily walk, how we conduct ourselves in this world. And there's a verse in Acts that caused me to think about this. In the fourth chapter of Acts, John and Peter were brought before a Jewish council to explain by what power they had healed a leper or a beggar, a lame beggar. And Peter responded by speaking directly to his risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And these Jewish religious leaders didn't understand that, because these were uneducated, common men. These were men that had fled when Christ was arrested and tried. And they didn't understand how they could speak with such power and authority. And in Acts 4:13, it records these words. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Now, I don't know whether these Jewish leaders had witnessed them in Jesus' presence, or whether they just saw the manifest change in the lives of these men after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. But there was a change in their countenance. There was a change in their lives that had been brought about by their time spent with Jesus Christ, as well as the comforter that He sent to them after his resurrection. These men had followed Him from town to town. They'd witnessed His many miracles. They'd prayed with Him. They'd been taught by Him. And it was obvious to these Jewish leaders that they had been with Jesus. Their time spent with Jesus was apparent not just to other disciples, but to those that were not even followers of Jesus Christ. Why is this translation important? We don't do it that we might gain eternal life. We do it because of what God has already done for us through His grace and mercy. But we do claim to be, we're not apostles, but we do claim to be followers of Jesus Christ. And if that's our commitment, then we should be pursuing a life that's more like the life that Christ led while He was here on this earth. We meet with Him when we read his word. We converse with him in prayer. We glory in his finished work when we hear the gospel proclaimed. The question then becomes, do these things translate into our lifestyle such that others would take notice that we had been with Jesus? I read somewhere, and I might have mentioned this one time before, but I read somewhere that meditation is to the spirit as digestion is to the physical body. And for our physical well-being, we take food into our bodies, but the process of digestion breaks that food down to the point that it can be used by all the different parts of our body. And meditation does that for our spirit. Just as digestion breaks down the food, meditation or thinking deeply and constantly about what we have read or heard or studied feeds our spiritual well-being. And it reflects in our spirit that shows to others. If you look for evidence of this translation, there are probably many, and I'd only mention just a couple. A person that is translating the word into their lives would have more than a passing understanding and a passing acquaintance with the word of God. I mean, Peter and John obviously showed that because they proclaimed those things that they had read and been taught. A person that's seeking this translation would have a boldness to speak of God's grace and mercy. Now, there's much in the Bible about remembering and telling, and I think that's encapsulated in this transition of word to deed and walk. We become learners and not just listeners. We take what we have been taught and we learn from it. We show the love of God and our love of others. We are as forgiving as we have been forgiven. And we seek the fellowship of other believers. I think our prayer today would be that we would translate our walk with Jesus Christ in such a way that those we come in contact with would take knowledge that we have been with Jesus. I can't think of a better comment that someone would make for any one of us than that he or she has been and is with Jesus. So if you bow with me, I will attempt to offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful to be in this place this morning. We're thankful for safe travel. We're thankful for good health that has permitted us and brought us to this place. Father, we're thankful for this group of believers who meets here at this place called Union. We ask that you would lift each one of us up this morning, that we may be able to feel your very presence here. We pray that all that is said and done would be to your name's honor and glory, that your name would be lifted up above all others. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for those who are in a position of leadership. Father, if it be your will, we ask that they would ever look to you for guidance. That you might, we pray that you might continue to bless us as you have so richly blessed us as a country and a nation for all these many years. Father, we pray for each one who's been mentioned this morning, those who are sick, those who are facing illness, those who have lost loved ones. We ask that you be with them, comfort them, be with their caregivers. If it be your will, we pray that their health might be restored. We pray that you would be with those who are suffering from loss. May your presence serve to fill that void. Father, we ask that you bless Brother Marty as he comes before us this morning. We ask that you give him clear mind and freedom of thought, that he might bring to us a message that would be instructing, that would be correcting where necessary, that would uplift us and bring us closer to you. Father, we realize that there's much that we have failed to do. There's much that we have done that we should not. We ask that you look down upon us with mercy. Forgive us of all these transgressions. Father, go with us now as we go into this service. Bless us with ears that we might hear the message, and hearts that we might understand it and retain it, that we might be better servants of you. All these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.